for me. I told you that what we were going to do was to give you a lecture on these topics. And our purpose, intentions, and objectives was to explain the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Now, that means from the first chapter and the first verse on down to the 22nd chapter and the last verse. Not only that, we wanted to investigate God, the Godhead, and the creation. Now, there's nothing left for nobody to investigate. Now, that takes in the sum total of everything. Now, that's the Creator and the Creator. Then we want to pass that down and explain it like this. From cosmology, now that means order, it's decided it's in words, to eschatology. Eschatology is a doctrine that teaches and pertains to last things. So if cosmogony or cosmology is the beginning, and eschatology is the ending, that just means the first and the last. Right. You see? The start and the finish. Now that's where we want it. That's what we want to do. Now then, we want to investigate it. Now you listen at me. In the dispensations and ages as it comes down through the dispensations and ages. Now, one of the things I want you to understand first is, now we'll have to use, now we are forced to do this, and God did this, a natural to show a spiritual. You understand?
Right.
So now, since we're forced to use a natural to show a spiritual, that means that every cosmic stage of nature is some or another expression of the invisible and inscrutable and incomprehensible God in nature. Now you can't find anything in nature other than what God put there. And it is organized, put together, you understand? And is a copy of spiritual things in nature. Now, if man understood that, when he's talking about scientific research, you understand? If he understood or have some knowledge of what he's looking for in the first place, you see, then he would realize that he can't hope to find nothing in nature that wouldn't reflect the Godhead. Right. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. It cannot be done. Right. You understand now?
Yes. Yes,
now, is that clear to you?
Yes.
All you can hope to do, or any man can hope to do, and all that can be done, in a research, and if you notice, we call this institution a research institution. Now, in research, we're not trying to find out what our ancestors and progenitors thought about us. Now, that's not what we're concerned about. And we're not particularly concerned about what you thought. They call on the history mark. We know what all of our ancestors thought. We know what you think. You understand? So why waste the time listening to you run your mouth?
Right.
Me run my mouth. You got it now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Now what we want to know, and what we teach in this school, we want to know God as he really is.
Right, that's right.
And as he actually exists. See, we're not concerned about what they decided at the Ecumenical Council of neither the Roman Catholics or the Protestants or any others as to that matter. And the decrees and ultimatums and issues in which were involved. Now, is that clear to you?
Yes.
Now, we don't mind disagreeing with it. We don't care anything about it. And we're not trying to stay in harmony and unity with it. No teaching at all on earth. Forget it? Remember, I told you. Now, what we're looking for is God as he really is. And as he actually exists. Now, God is said to be the creator. Is that right?
Right.
Then, he being the creator, everything that he created in all the natural, the physical realm, see, don't forget, see, is a reflection in the material realm, a physical realm, you understand?
Yes.
Of what is in the spiritual realm. Do you understand? Now, you have to get this right here. You see? See? Now, if you fail to get this straight, the physical, then you're going to be out of harmony with the invisible.
All right.
Now, have I had it cleared up before you? Now, John in Revelation says this.
All right, this is what Revelation says, the first chapter of Revelation.
Suppose you better read that. Then you won't be saying that that man, see. The first chapter of Revelation. I want you to begin at the first verse.
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
Which God gave unto him.
Which God gave unto him.
To show unto his servants.
Read.
Things which must shortly come to pass.
Yes.
And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John,
mm-hmm.
who bare record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep these things which are written therein. For the time is at hand.
For the time is at hand. Read on.
John to the seven churches, which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God. And his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Now that's the thing. And read on, you just got started.
Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him.
Now it says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. You see? Now people read down and read that, and they don't know why it is said.
That's right.
That behold, he cometh with clouds. They don't have no idea about it. Not even a real good imagination. Now, but if you were able, and if you understood when he read it, why, no, about the cloud, about that cloud leading them out of Egypt,
right. Then
it stood over the tabernacle. If you understood about it, and God avoiding or abiding in the cloud above the wings, above the mercy seat, between the wings of the cherub and the cloud standing up, then you'd have some idea of what John is talking about.
That's right.
You get the
point? All right, read.
Behold, he cometh with the cloud,
mm-hmm.
and every eye shall see him,
mm-hmm.
and they also which pierced him.
And they also which pierced him.
And all kindreds of the earth shall wail
before. And all kindreds of the earth. See, now everything come out of Adam. You understand? Everything. It don't make no difference what nationality you belong to. Everything. Come out of that. You understand that now? You listening?
Yes.
Now I'm going to try to place these words every time I speak so that you will comprehend. Now if everything come out of air, that's the physical man. Then this physical man, now we have already told you that God made was a reflection. You understand? Mm-hmm. Of the invisible God, the invisible man.
Alright.
Do you understand?
Yes, alright.
Now do you see it now?
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
That's flesh.
Yes.
Now you can look at a physical man. And he is made in the likeness and image of God. Alright,
John.
You understand? Now when you look at the man, please be advised that you're looking at God's own description of himself.
All right. Okay.
You understand? Now science cannot improve on it. Nobody can improve on it. Has any improvements made?
Yes.
Now, for you to know something about God with any man, analyze it, scrutinize it, investigate it, find out,
you understand,
why he's built as he is built, and why he has this and that and the other. If you notice what about it, when Dr. Yates was reading about the boards and the pillars and you understand, and the coverings of the tabernacle and so forth and so on, the bones. See, now then that would run you into the orthopedic structure, the bone structure of the man. And if you notice why I know when he read the 8th chapter in the 5th verse, that Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, just say good.
That's right.
That you make all things according to the pattern shown you in the mountain.
Right.
Now you make sure, Moses, that you make it just like the pattern. Now, what will happen if you don't? Now this is what will happen if you don't make it like the tabernacle that he saw in the vision while he was up in the mountain.
Right.
See, then you have got the structure of the man all thrown out of shelter. You've got the Godhead all messed up.
Yes.
You see? And you've got all nature messed up.
Right.
You see? You've been quite the wrong impression. So you make it so business to see to it that you make the tabernacle. Like I told you in the mountain.
Amen.
Now that'll take care of the life. I can never be understood. These things. We wouldn't be making all kinds of errors and mistakes. We would be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same spirit. And we wouldn't have all these sects and cults and creeds and denominations and ideas and things. You understand?
Yes.
Now, did you ever stop to think? And I told you many times, but I'm sure that the thing usually goes on out the door. It just don't stick up here. Now, if you don't make the tabernacle like God said, make it, then the tabernacle is going to be threefold. It's going to have a most holy place, the holy place, and an outer court.
Now that's what it was shown to Moses in the mountain.
That's right.
Get that? Now the man, he got to be just like the tabernacle, because the tabernacle is nothing other than the man transfigured or transformed
that's right.
in.
That's right.
That's right. Now when I said the man, I mean spirit. God is spirit. See, you can't perceive, comprehend, or scrutinize, investigate. You can't do nothing about that. Can't see it. There's no way to get in harmony with it. See? Now God has to do something about that. So then God himself takes on incorporeal form. Not in totality, not what I read when I said not in totality, but in part. It meant that spirit, inconceivable so far as shape and form is concerned. You understand? Incomprehensible. And why I'm in that, while I'm at that, I want to let you know that you too were in that. That's where you were. And all incorporealization are non-spiritual things. You understand?
Yes.
All spiritual and or all spiritual. Listen, all spiritual. I'm not making no mistakes. I know what I'm talking about. All spiritual things and all physical things come from God.
Mm-hmm.
In short, matter comes from spirit. Now, if matter comes from spirit, if that's the origin, see, then it is disintegration and dissolution. It must return to the source from which it came.
Right. That's right.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now then, if spirit, being inconceivable and incomprehensible, took off in part. Now I mean, it's just like here's a whole sum total of this whole room. You understand?
Yeah.
All the air and everything in this room, which you couldn't see with your physical eyes. You understand? Which is spirit. Then to draw a line of demarcation, an outline that could be seen in a vision. It wouldn't take the sum total of all of it to do that.
All right.
You see? But take all the air in the building to do that. See? But you would gather together enough to make a little fella like me. And you could see that I'm in the room. And you can discern my presence here. See? Now then, that can be seen through a vision. Now that's the God of Israel.
Right.
That took on this pure spirit took on this shape and form. Mm-hmm. Now then, this shape and form is inhabited spirit or the realm of eternity. You understand?
Yes.
Now eternity means that which has no beginning and has no end. Always was. Always will be. Somebody thinks they're smart, you know. Say, well, where did God come from? Now you're supposed to be trapped. See? Get the point?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you. Are you listening?
Yes.
He is the ultimate source. He's the source himself. Mm-hmm. But where is he going to? You understand? Now answer these questions. These are big theological questions for the devil, the mind, the mind of man, everything you think.
isn't anywhere for God to go to.
You understand?
Because he is the source. Listen, he is the substance.
Why he is the all in all. Now that's all.
All right.
You see? Then that would make him the final essence.
All right.
From which matter, let me put it this way, from which incorporealization of spiritual things or invisible things,
right,
like the angels, like they saw in vision, gold, you understand? You talk about, you understand?
See that now?
Mm-hmm.
Then you come on down from that stage into a more grosser state,
mm-hmm,
of cosmic materialization,
mm-hmm,
meaning that spirit underwent these changes. You understand? Now the ghost, that's a mediation. That's between pure spirit,
right,
and dense matter.
Right, right.
You understand?
That's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
Now that's what has to be reflected in this tabernacle. One, two, three. Three parts. Now these three parts makes up that one tabernacle. See? See that now?
Yeah.
That clear? Now since them three parts make up that one tabernacle that Moses saw in a vision. Now this is not an old physical tabernacle that Moses had run up in Mount Sinai looking at a physical tabernacle.
Right.
It's an intangible, an invisible. And he is not seeing it with his physical eyes.
Right.
He is seeing it in a vision. You understand?
Yes.
For me, his conscience, his mind, and all to be in a state where he could determine an incorporeal, or staying in its intermediate state.
Right.
You understand? And see that.
Yes.
And then God told him, said, now you see to it that you make all things according to the pattern which I showed you in the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
For see, saith he,
mm-hmm,
that you, is that right?
Right.
Now we had him to read that to.
Right.
Over there. In the Bible. Right?
Right.
Now then, are you listening? When you go into matter, now this is scientific. You want to get all scientific and talk about how smart you are. Then when you go into matter, into the solid, ultra, microscopic, let me add in words. See, I'm sad. I'm tearing down. Breaking it up. Give it to you so you can understand. Now it means something that you cannot see with your physical eye. That's ultra. Microscopic. Then you know you put your glass on it. To magnify. You understand?
Right.
And to enlarge.
You understand?
So that you can see.
You understand?
Right.
Or that thing you know that.
Right.
You see?
So then that's all from mind to
drop. That's right.
Particles of matter. You understand? Now in our scientific research, modern I'm talking about, the best that we have been able to come up with is 92 different particles of matter. Or atomic elements of matter. 92. Now water, after 3 over in Russia. After 3 in the United States. After 3 in France, England, just all over the world. That's all they can find.
Well, now, why is that all they can find? Because that's all God put in it.
You see what I mean?
Because they're coming right down out of the invisible through the enemy and down into the more dense or contrary.
You understand?
And we're going to investigate.
You understand?
Now, I reckon say there isn't. They don't believe in the God. If he is made in the likeness an image. Get that word image. See, now this is an image. See, this comes from here, this God aligns in my case is incorporeal and spiritual. It's an image. And only seen through visions and revelation. Then the man, Adam, was made in the physical, in the likeness of this.
That's right.
So then that man is made in the image of God. You understand? Now, it didn't say three gods, three distinctive individual personalities or individuals.
Yes,
sir. As Christendom teaches it. It's not that. Here's how we get it. We're saying that Wallace is a father. See?
Yes.
Grip here is son.
That's true.
See? And Dr. Jackson, see, he's a third. But now they all have the same objective and purpose and intention. But now you have got three distinctive individual personalities in the Godhead. That's not the way it is.
Right.
Because just one man is made in the likeness and image of the one God.
All right.
See? Now, as the tabernacle was a description, and all of nature
is a description.
You understand? Then the tabernacle has to be most holy place, holy place,
and out of court.
Then if that is taken from the transformation of this man into the tabernacle, and incidentally this is the temple here.
Right. Right.
That's right.
Right.
You understand? Then this man here has to be made like that. That means this. That he's got to be newer, striking, and strong. In other words, he's got to be soul, body, and spirit. Like that. Instead of this one being that, and that one being this. Three distinctive individual personalities. Now, there were three different distinctive individual personalities. Now, listen. Then, if this man is human, psychic, and soul, body, and spirit, so also is this one.
Right.
So, now, then, instead of having three, making up or constituting the one, you understand? You got a duplication. And to have a duplication, then you got three here, and you got three there, that's six.
That's right.
You see? You understand? And then you got another one, taking the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Then you got Roger here, and then now you got nine.
That's right.
Now you see what I mean?
Yes.
Can't do that.
See? It's not that way.
Now you're ready to listen?
Yes.
I'm not wasting no words. And these are highly academic expressions. Scientific. This is the ultimate.
Yes. You understand?
That I'm trying to convey to you now. Now, God, which is truthfully taking on this shape in this form, that could be seen as this. This could.
Right.
See? Now, are you listening?
Yes.
Then God, God is spirit. This is spirit.
Okay.
There's nothing in this that isn't in that. And there ain't nothing in this and in that that ain't in nature. Yeah. It's all right. Yes, sir. Now you listen. This father. See? When he carried on this shape and this father, coming from pure spirit. Then this, that one is used in the embodiment, not that the substance is any different. You understand? Then he's just taking this one, reaches back into this substance.
Right.
You understand?
Which is the Father.
Then he makes the angelic whole. Everything that is in heaven. And it must follow the same thing.
Alright.
You understand? Then he makes everything that is in earth after him. Because he is the archetype. Now the word archetype means original pattern. So everything in heaven and everything in earth must be fashioned. Everything that he tells man to do, so far as our structure is concerned.
Has got to be made like that.
That's why I told Moses, see to it that you build it.
Like I showed you the pattern up there in the mountain. See? And then that means it'll have a most holy place, divided by the veil, a holy place, got you there?
Right.
That's two. Down here will be three. See, you'll have one, two, three component parts. See, then the parts of the Godhead must be the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. All three of them make up one.
Right.
One what?
One
Godhead. Godhead.
Okay.
Now, do you see that now?
Yes.
Now then, after taking on that chasing form, you follow me. Because where I am now, I'm where countless have even dared to trade.
But I'm going to prove it through this life, I say. I'm going to prove it by this life. Remember, I told you we want to take some minutes to the Revelation. But I don't want you to get lost. And the preliminaries, these are preliminaries.
Now, if we get started straight, are you listening now? And the end hasn't been declared from the beginning. Now, if you get way over here in the middle, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or over here in Revelation, you understand? And then you run up and you say, well, I don't understand the book of Revelation. I don't understand this. No, that's not where your trouble is. Well, your trouble is you didn't understand the beginning of the thing. Now, that's how your trouble is. But you see, you're not wise enough to comprehend. You see? And you give your own self away. But you do it unconsciously. When you say, I don't understand the book of Revelation. See, now you just said unconsciously you didn't understand the Bible at all.
That's right.
In other words, you didn't understand the Genesis. That's what you said. But now you didn't realize that's what you said. Because the end was declared right from the beginning. Now this is what I'm asking. Now this is what I'm asking, this is why I'm saying this to you. In the first chapter of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul says this. Are you listening? The purpose which God purposed within himself before he started to make anything, angels, heaven, earth, or anything. See? The purpose. But he purposed within himself. Draw that he himself take on in this incorporeal form. You understand?
Yes.
And then as he takes on this incorporeal form, then he makes everything in heaven and everything in earth. You understand?
Yes.
To fit that. Now that means this. Listen!
Paul talks something.
That's right.
That is the final conclusion of everything. That he was gathered into himself. Everything that there is in heaven, everything that there is in earth. That ought to cause a great big question mark. Why? You see. Then here's the answer to the question. You see? Because that is the source from whence they came.
Right.
And that is the source from whence they go.
Right.
You see that now?
Yeah.
It's clear.
Yes.
Now, I stopped you from reading, didn't I? Now, if you read on, see, I'll show you why I stopped you.
Read on.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending.
Mm-hmm. Saith the beginning and the ending. All right, read.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
Which is?
Which is?
Which was?
That's that said.
And which is to come.
And which is to come. That's all preached. That's all there is. Yeah. You all right? Read on.
The Almighty.
The Almighty.
I, John. Who also am your brother. And companion in tribulation. In the kingdom. And patience of Jesus Christ.
Within the isle which was called Patmos.
For the word of God. And for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Now you heard what he read, didn't he? Now you sat there and listened to that, didn't you?
Right.
He said he was in the isle. That's
right.
It. Which is called Patmos. Now you know geographically. You understand? The geographical location of the isle of Patmos, you'll find it in the Aegean Sea.
That's right.
Now he said he was in the isle of Patmos. You understand? Now what is an island? It's land surrounded by water. Is that right? Now he said it was there for a purpose. What purpose was it there for? For the word of God. Is that right? Now that makes me have to stop right here in part here to get up to that, what you just read. See? And explain this. Now God was manifested, so says the Apostle Paul to Timothy, and to the Corinthians, and also to the Thessalonians. Are you listening now? God that made the universe in its totality was in Christ Jesus, or he was in a physical body. Now listen, we told you this. This still taking on incorporealization. It seems that's a joke. Understand? And the ship, now where you find it at, it's 24 chapters of Exodus 9:10. That's not my message. And it's the scene of 70 elders and also others, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu. You see? When they was called up into the mountain, and then they saw this scene.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
Then the same God, this one took on a physical form.